これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Short Conversations Conversation 35
Hi Mika, how was your summer vacation?
Very busy.I worked in the kitchen at my father's restaurant.
So did you wash dishes or cook?
Both, and I loved helping my dad make our traditional family soba noodles.
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
Aren't you supposed to be working on your report?
I am, but I want to have some coffee first.
You just went and got coffee 10 minutes ago. Sit and work.
But I can't think of what to write. That's why I need more coffee.
Okay then. I hope you finish the report before class tomorrow.
Question 36.Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 37.
Where did I put my iPad? I can't find it. I've looked everywhere.
The best thing to do in these situations is not to panic. Think carefully. When was the last time that you used it?
Well, I was studying in the library until late yesterday, and... Oh, I just remembered. I think I left it there on a desk near the window on the first floor.
There must be a lost and found section at the library. Why don't you go there and check?
Okay.I'll do it right now.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 38.
I heard you passed the entrance exam. Congratulations!
Thank you! I'm so happy because this university is the one I really wanted to go to.
You must be looking forward to your campus life then.
Yes. The first thing I'll do is to join the cheerleading team.
I'm not surprised, since you were the leader of the cheerleading team at your high school.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 39.
What do you usually have for lunch?
I prepare a boxed lunch and eat with friends at the cafeteria.
That's good. I either get something on my way to school or buy lunch at the cafeteria. But I want to save money for my next trip.
Why don't you bring something from home a few times a week? That will make a difference.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
Hi, James. Did you recently buy a new car?
Actually, it's the same car I've been driving for a while. I just painted it red.
It looks fantastic. How did you decide on the new color?
I've always liked red, but when I originally bought it at the car dealership, only black was available.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
Last Sunday, it was sunny with clear blue skies in the morning, but it suddenly started raining really hard when we were about to start our baseball game.
That's too bad. Was the game canceled?
We waited until it stopped raining. Then the game started right away.
You must have played on a muddy baseball field then.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
Do you know about audiobooks? You can listen to books read aloud.
Oh, yeah. I subscribe to an audiobook service. I don't have much time to read, but with audiobooks, I can just listen to them while cooking or exercising.
What other advantages do they have?
They also provide readings in other languages, so I can use them to study English.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct about the man?
Conversation 43.
Hi, Meg. Did you hear about the new study abroad program in Spain?
No. Is it a one-year program?
It's a summer program in Barcelona. You can take Spanish lessons in the morning and visit various local places in the afternoon. It's only for 2 weeks, so the cost is not as expensive as other programs.
Oh, I wish I had known about it earlier. Then I would have worked longer hours during the spring break to save money for the program.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
Do you know why Jane was absent from the history class this morning?
No. It's her favorite class. Is she sick?
I asked Naomi and Kim if they knew anything, but neither of them had heard from her.
That's strange. Why don't we stop by her apartment this afternoon? Her place is close to the campus.
Yeah, let's do that.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
I like your sneakers. They look new.
Yeah, I got them yesterday for only $30.
That's a good deal. Where did you get them?
At the new shoe store that just opened last week. They're having a sale now.
Really? Then I should go too.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
Wow, you are sweating a lot. What happened?
Oh, I just ran back home to grab my English homework. You know that Miss Anderson doesn't accept late essays.
Wait, didn't you read the email last night? She is sick, so we don't have a lesson today.
Ugh, so I ran in this hot weather for nothing?
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
3 burgers and 2 drinks. Your total will be $12.50. How would you like to pay?
With cash, please. Oh no, where's my wallet? I think I lost it.
Uh-oh. Would you like me to cancel your order for you?
Can you give me a few minutes to look for my wallet first?
Sure. I can hold it until you're ready. Don't worry.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 48.
How many times have you been to Tokyo Disneyland?
I guess I've been there 5 or 6 times. How about you?
If I include my first time, which was when I was still a baby and don't remember at all, I've been there 25 times.
Really? That's a lot. Why do you go there so much?
I really enjoy the atmosphere of the place. It always makes me feel happy.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
Do you know where the Italian recipe book is?
The Italian recipe book?
Yeah, the one that I borrowed from Paul. It's a small book with a red cover.
Oh, I remember seeing it in the living room. It was on the table by the sofa.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
When is the best season to visit Canada?
It depends on what you want to do there. If you like skiing, you should go in the winter.
I don't like cold weather.
Then what about October? You'll see the beautiful colors of the maple leaves.
That sounds good.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct?
Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
Are you still hungry? Do you want any dessert?
Did you bring any pudding?
Yes. Do you want pudding or yogurt?
Pudding, please. I hope you brought spoons.
I brought plastic ones. Look in the bag.
Here they are. Thanks.
I love eating yogurt after hiking.
Well, you picked a great spot for lunch. The view of the ocean from this mountaintop is amazing.
Question 51. Where are the speakers? Question 52. What did the woman do? Long conversation 2.
You got so much better at tennis. I'm impressed.
Thank you. Do you really think so?
I sure do. But no matter how much I practice, I can't seem to hit the ball fast enough.
I know what you mean. Actually, it was my aunt who showed me how to improve the way that I play.
How did she do that?
She gave me some really helpful tips. She taught me how to get into a good position when I hit the ball. Also, she showed me how to hold the racket tightly.
That sounds easy, but I am sure that it takes a lot of practice. I have only been playing tennis for a year.
Really? This is my 5th year playing tennis.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct about the man?
Long conversation 3.
Oh no!
What's wrong?
I forgot to bring my homework assignment.
For which class?
History. I was up all night writing the paper.
Did you print it out?
Yes, and I thought I put it in my backpack.
You should check again. It's easy to make mistakes when you're tired.
You're right, it's here. How did you know?
The same thing has happened to me.
Question 55. What are the speakers talking about? Question 56. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversation 4.
Guess what?
What is it?
According to a survey on cities around the world, Tokyo has been rated the most popular city for restaurants. The restaurants in Tokyo are ranked higher than the ones in London, New York, and Paris.
Really? I'm not so surprised about that. Japanese food is known to be healthy and nutritionally balanced, so it's not such a surprise.
Yes. And one reason why Tokyo is the most popular is because of its variety of food. Another reason why is because of the service.
I agree. The staff at my favorite restaurants in Tokyo are always so polite.
That's true. What kind of restaurants do you usually go to?
Traditional Japanese restaurants, of course.
Question 57. What did the woman say about restaurants? Question 58. Which one of the statements is correct?
それではリスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
A few decades ago, it would have been hard to imagine that cars could fly in the air. It was common to see flying cars in science fiction films. Nowadays, however, in Japan, Europe, and the United States,Companies are working hard to develop flying cars. Currently, the Japanese government has a goal to introduce these types of cars to the general public at the 2025 Osaka World Expo. This could really start to change people's ideas about transportation for the future. Many flying cars will use electric power.And will be able to be operated automatically. Since they are designed to take off and land vertically, they will not need to use an airport. The well-known Japanese car company, Toyota, began giving financial and technical support to to new companies that are developing flying car technology. Although there are many technical problems that need to be resolved, this way of traveling could become a huge business opportunity.
Question 59. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 60. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct? Monologue 2.
Kiwis are known as a fruit, but did you know that they are also a kind of bird? Kiwis are unique and curious birds living in New Zealand. They have loose, fur-like feathers, strong legs, and no tail. They are the national symbol of New Zealand. As they have very small wings, they can't fly, so they can be easily attacked by other animals. Kiwis are becoming extinct. Nowadays, there are only about 68,000 kiwis left. It is said that 1,400 of them die every year. Kiwis are active at night. They look for insects, worms, fallen fruit, and plants to eat. Their small eyes do not see as well at night. Instead, they feel, smell, and hear they wear wound. Female kiwis grow to be larger than males. In proportion to their body size, the female kiwis lay bigger eggs than almost any other bird.
Question 61. According to the monologue, how many kiwis die every year? Question 62. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is not correct about kiwis? Monologue 3. In the southern part of Ireland, there is a place called Lafcadio-Hearn Gardens. These gardens are a living biography of Lafcadio-Hearn, who changed his name to Koizumi Yakumo and introduced Japanese folklore and culture to the world. The Greek garden reminds visitors that Lafcadio was born in Greece. His mother was Greek, and his father was Irish. The Irish garden tells the story of his childhood. At the age of 2, he was taken to his father's home country, Ireland, where he grew up. The American garden tells the story of his life in the United States, where he lived for 20 years. At the age of 19, he moved to Cincinnati, a city in the American Midwest, where he started working as a journalist. The Japanese garden is the highlight of these gardens. At the age of 40, he visited Japan, where he was fascinated by the stories and legends of Japan and decided to stay. He married a Japanese woman and became a Japanese citizen. Question 63. What is Lafcadio Hearn's connection to Ireland? Question 64. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about Lafcadio Hearn?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。